Welcome to the Truly Pointless Podcast, a podcast whose name truly describes the show you're about to listen to. I'm Stephen Vargas.
And I'm Adam Riley.
I want to thank you guys for tuning in and listening to our lovely little show. However, before we get to the show, we have some housekeeping.
If you like this show, we have other shows on the Lazy Geeks Network. Our shows vary from geek and pop culture to Star Trek to social commentary. You can find them wherever you get this show.
And if you really dig the slice of heaven, you can help us out in two ways. One, you can leave us a review. This helps our profile and exposes us to more people. Or two, if you really like us, you can donate. Go to thelazygeeks.com and click on our PayPal link to donate.
If you want to hit us up, you can reach out on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at The Lazy Geeks. Or if you're old school, you can email us at thebag@thelazygeeks.com.
And now, now that we got all that shit out of the way, let's get on with the show.
There you go. How's that? It's on the wrong mic.
Gotta drop the mic.
Funny.
I'm recording now, just so you know.
Good. Everything I say is fucking gold.
Okay, you say so.
I'm also eating some Jack in the Box French fries.
You know, they're not as good as McDonald's, but better than like Carl's or Burger King.
Yeah.
It's a weird pecking order, but
well, McDonald's puts cocaine in their fucking fries.
Well, I thought it was Smack, but you know that probably works too.
I don't get the curly fries either.
Oh yeah, I get the. That's the only way I can eat their fries. It's curly.
I like their regular fries.
I like them like my pubes.
Oh.
I mean, it's not weird that I braid them, right?
Well, I straighten mine. That's why I get these.
Ah, I see.
Yeah. I would never put a straightening iron in my life. Out your fucking mind, bro.
Can you imagine going, you know, just.
I'm so scared.
Hear Lorena go, I'm not doing it again. It's just shaving like you do your head. Are you kidding? I'm not putting a razor next to them.
I just cut my hair too on my head.
Now we got to specify.
Right. Yeah, I fucking, I worked a lot today because
you had to?
They gave me so many files. It's like if I don't work overtime, I'm behind.
Right.
And I didn't work overtime this weekend because my mom came through and.
Yeah.
And I didn't fucking feel like it, you know? So, hit up a bunch of Goodwills. I love Goodwill shopping. That's right. Picked up Batman on VHS.
Because why not?
That's right.
I wondered if you still had that VHS player.
Yeah, absolutely. I just got a
Just got my Betamax.
My laser disc all shined up. I'm ready to go, bro. No, it wasn't connected. It was up in the closet. Mm. And then the boys, we were at Goodwill, and they're like, "These tapes are so cool." I don't know what they thought they were cool.
I think VHS tapes were kind of cool.
I think they're cool too, but you and I also used to
we grew up with them, yeah.
Right, and it was this odd moment where
and they hurt too when you threw it at someone.
Like, yeah, yeah, right. it was this odd moment at Goodwill where we're both of us are looking at the same thing, but we're looking at it through different lenses. You feel me? Like,
right.
You know, it's like they're seeing it as this technology they've never really dealt with.
Right.
And it's bringing back memories for me of when I was a kid. So I go, well, we got the VCR at the house. The heads could use a cleaning, but it's there. It works.
Heads could always use a cleaning. You know, you feel me?
So I said, I said, go ahead. They're only a buck. You guys can pick out a few tapes, you know. And I picked out a few.
But really quickly, just the side in there is that when you put a VHS on, you know you're watching VHS.
That's right. When it first press play, it's all scrambled and then it kind of settles.
Yeah. You got to fuck with the tracking a little bit, maybe, you know.
Right. Well, my JVC player has auto tracking. It's no big deal. You know?
Oh, bougie bitch over here.
It was so fucking cool because a lot of the movies they either hadn't seen or they kind of vaguely remembered. And they're like, oh, what's this movie about? And I said, just read the back. And they go, oh. So, and I felt like I was at the Blockbuster, bro. Like, seriously, because Colin had forgot his phone. So they didn't have phones.
Oh, so they couldn't look up. Yeah, they couldn't. Yeah, so they couldn't IMDb the bitch, you know.
Right, but they picked up, you know, The Mask, and they picked up stuff that was common that they knew.
Right.
The Sound of Music, because my older son likes musicals. You know.
Oh well, yeah.
Yeah. He's an amazing child.
Stereotypical, but amazing child.
And then I picked out fucking both Home Alones were in there, fucking Batman, The Matrix, a couple other tapes. But I was like, oh, this is fun, you know. And then my wife's like, are you going to start collecting VHS? And I'm like, no. I mean, I'll buy a few.
Like, whoa. First, lower that tone.
First of all, mind your own fucking business. But I was, the whole reason I was over there is because you almost always, when you go to Goodwill, find original Xbox games mixed in with the DVDs.
Oh, yeah.
And they stick out like a sore thumb because they're fucking in the green cases. Mm-hmm. So I always float over there, and I picked up a few games too. I don't even remember which ones they were, but I picked up a few. Increased that collection a little bit. I picked up Home Alone for the Sega Genesis. Which is the best Home Alone game, hands down, because it's like an open world thing.
But isn't it like the only Home Alone game?
No, there's tons of them. And they're all shit. They're all like platformers. This one is a top-down view, and you start as Kevin, obviously.
Right.
And you're on the sled outside. Like, your parents have already left. The thing is, if you don't have the manual, you have no idea what's going on. But and the wet bandits are going to hit your house. So you have to set things up. You have to set traps and stuff like that, right, to slow them down. So it's this kind of like they give you a day to set it up and then see what happens if you succeed or whatnot. So it's a really cool game. I also picked up.
Oh, I was wondering. I'm like, which Goodwills are near me? And there's one on I forgot about the one on Roscoe. And I was like,
those are great, dude.
The one that was the one near where your mother-in-law lives.
Yeah.
I was like, oh yeah, I forgot. That's a better one. I go, cause there's that ghetto one down closer to me. And I was like, oh yeah, this one's just off the busway.
Go to get some broken meth pipes. You go to that one.
Yeah. Which sell for like $2.
It's a little overpriced, but
yeah, but it's like, all right, whatever.
But, I remember when we were dirt poor and we had no furniture. Like we got when we moved back from LA, we got that apartment. We had no furniture. Like we had no TVs. We had no beds, no nothing.
Well, you didn't have anything from here anyway, right?
No, I didn't have anything. So I bought.
Saved on moving.
Right. My uncle bought us mattresses. So we just slept on mattresses on the floor for a while, which is fine.
Which is what you were doing here anyway.
Right. I was like, whatever, same shit. Then I went to Goodwill and I was like, look, because I finally found it. I found a job because I was living in Section 8. And I was like, let's go to Goodwill and get some furniture. Now, luckily, we found a couch from a homie because I didn't really want to buy a couch from Goodwill, even though I have a steam cleaner now, and if it was a really good deal, I probably would, but it's questionable to buy anything cloth from a used store.
Especially if you have a black light.
Right. So we went, we bought, I think we bought like two or three bureaus for like $20, and then they had tube TVs there. They don't sell tube TVs at Goodwill's anymore. Mm. they just throw them out. But they were a dollar each.
Fucking missing market right there.
I know. They were a dollar each. So we bought like four TVs. And then, you know, we didn't have cable. I bought some antennas. This was before everything went digital. So I just bought antennas, bunny ears or whatever. And then I got the idea. I was like, well, shit. Why don't I just buy? There was a VCR there for $5. It's the one that is now sitting next to my TV. I was like, why don't I just buy this VCR and I can, these movies, and they were on sale that day. They were like 50 cents a tape. I was like, I buy a gang of these Disney flicks. There's always Disney movies. You think those are rare? No. All the Disney movies are at Goodwill because they sold a billion of them.
Yeah. And then, so, and then people went ahead and bought the DVD versions and then threw out the old.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I bought Gang of Disney, and I don't have those tapes anymore, unfortunately.
Those always had the big poofy, the white poofy.
Yeah, we have a few. We bought, I got Aladdin, yeah, because that movie's the fucking, that's the banger.
That's the shit right there, yeah.
I had to get Aladdin. I also, it's not a Disney movie, but it was in one of the puffy ones, a Goosebumps episode.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was like, oh, fuck, I got to get this. But, so yeah, I bought a bunch of kids' movies, and my kids lived like it was 1994 and they loved it. They were very young.
Gonna hook up the original Xbox.
Right. I didn't even have a game system then. I didn't have anything. I think I had a laptop. That was it. No, I had that desktop.
No, you had
to record the podcast on.
No, you had the laptop because remember you had to go to your, wasn't it your grandparents' house to. Yeah, I don't know how long that lasted, but I remember that. I remember you sat in the driveway
because that laptop was kind of fucked up, so it didn't last that long. But
I remember you said you're sitting in your car out in front of your grandparents' place. Yep.
Hey, listen, we got to bring the news to the people, bro.
Exactly, man.
Okay, you got to do what you got to do. But yeah, those were good times. I actually look back on those times good. Like, yeah. I thought it was fun. It's, you know, it's almost like I went back in time for a little bit.
Yeah, it's like, you know, what do you call it? Like a family building.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Well, I bought a lot of board games too. Like, yeah. I basically told my wife, I said, look, no one wants this shit because everybody just wants to be on their fucking cell phone. You know, we don't have that shit right now. So why don't we just entertain ourselves like we entertained ourselves when we were kids? And then it will work.
Then she started doing the voodoo sacrifice stuff.
Yeah, I was like, no, American style.
What am I going to do with this headdress? Give it to Goodwill.
Give it to Goodwill, it's right. Oh, yeah, and I remember at Goodwill, $20, I got a GameCube. And that was the kids' game system for a while.
Oh, it was really?
A GameCube? And no one complained because GameCube was fucking fire.
I love my GameCube. I still have it. I love that thing. I bought it for the Star Wars Rogue Squadron series.
Oh, that's a game. I picked up Battlefront 2.
Oh, nice.
For the Xbox. Yeah.
It's a little weird with the little Sony like Discman. You know, those little discs that they had for that. But they still sold it in a big DVD kind of case. You're like, really, guys? Come on. What are we doing?
Check it out, though. Battlefront 2 was inside championship poker case.
Oh.
I almost kept pushing, bro. I wasn't going to get the championship poker. But then I remembered, no, you got to open the cases to see what's in there. Star Wars Battlefront. I was like, oh, shit. And then I also got this one disc, and I've never seen this disc before. It's Star Wars Episode 1. I know that's a game.
Yeah.
So I got Star Wars Episode 1. But it's two games on one. So it's Star Wars Episode 1 and Tetris Worlds of all fucking games.
But two distinctly different games.
So I'm like, what the fuck? And you look at the disc and it's split in half. So I forgot to look it up. But I'm like, is this like a promo disc or something? Like, this is fucking crazy.
If it had the full games on there, then obviously it wasn't a promo. But that's weird.
Or like a disc that came with a system or something.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Here, we're going to do right now. Star Wars Episode 1 and Tetris Worlds. So world's wrong.
And,
right?
And Google comes back with, get the fuck out of here with that shit.
It's like, what are you talking about?
Bruh, put down the pipe.
You all right? can we call somebody for you?
Police are notified to do a welfare check.
I mean, it costs nothing.
Right.
It's like a dollar on eBay. I'm just curious, like, where it came from, because it's just such a weird, Wikipedia.
Because I remember Sony used to give those, like, promo discs that had, like, three different games. I remember when Pat got his PlayStation 2, we played the shit out of that the original SSX. Oh, no, Tricky. Yeah. I think it was Tricky. And that promo disc, and I think it had, like, Dynasty Warriors was also one of those. But you only got, like, one level.
An Xbox Live version and a single disc compilation version, which included this game and Star Wars The Clone Wars, not Episode 1, was released on Xbox. The latter was bundled with Xbox systems. So yeah, it's a bundle that came with the systems. So then at least it makes sense.
Yeah. This is a weird bundle. Like, yeah, Tetris and Star Wars. Like,
I mean, banger game. Yeah. I'm actually happier that it's Clone Wars, because Clone Wars is better than the game that I was mentioning. Mm. The game I was mentioning, I think it's for N64 or something like that. But
actually that racer game was pretty badass.
The pod racer game was shit.
I love that game.
Yeah.
I have that Shrek. Shrek?
Yeah. I only got that because it's a launch title for the system.
Yeah, because I had that for the N64. I still have my copy, too. That one in GoldenEye.
And then I have a friend of mine who's like, I have an original Xbox. I was like, oh, for real? He's like, yeah, you can just have it, bro. I was like, oh, right on. He's like, it's just in a box. But then he finds out today, he goes, oh, yeah, I found it. He goes, I have the Dance Dance Revolution floor mat. I was like, what? And I just bought Dance Dance Revolution for the Xbox because I found it complete in box. The manual, even the card that's like for Xbox Live subscription or whatever.
Oh, jeez.
Had everything. And I just bought the bitch. And I'm like, oh, fuck. So we'd be in here fucking do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
I remember. Kill it. Well, like, Patrick had Dance Dance for the PlayStation. And he was like, he goes, I just got the Dance Dance Revolution and Matt. And then my friend Jamie, she's like, oh, we're going at lunch. We're going at lunch. We're going to go over there and play that. And then me and Peter were like, you even have enough room in that? Because he was renting a room. In a house, there was like five of them in a house, but he had all this shit set up in his room, and I was like, "Do you even have enough room?" He goes, "Oh yeah, I made room." He's like, "Just make room." he made room to set up the whole mat. I was like, "Jesus, oh man." So you got them? How are them tube TVs working? Did you get both of them, or did you just get the one?
I got both of them because the guy I got them off was like, "Take both of these TVs. I don't want them." I was like, "Okay." I have the bigger TV set up. It's obviously a little worn.
Well, it's a tube TV. It should be a little worn.
The issue is, it's not... Yeah, the image looks a little stressed out or stretched out on HD TVs. Sorry, I'm talking with a mouthful. but that's not really the issue. The issue is latency. Because if you plug it into something that like scales it up... There'll be a delay.
Yeah.
So you have to get something nicer. Like, there's this box that I want to get that's specifically made for this to upscale video game consoles. The box is $130 though, so I'm kind of like, ooh.
But when you get that new job, you'll be able to.
Right. I'll get three of them just because.
Well, you know, and Lorraine is like, why'd you get three of them? Well, you know, because I gotta have a backup for the backup.
Why'd you get that monocle? What do you do? Who are you?
Okay.
I'm a Monopoly man. Bitch.
Seriously, one top hat was okay, but three? Yeah, well, this is normal. This is dress, and this is dressy dress. Okay. Right.
And sometimes I just wear all three at the same time. But yeah, my wife's so funny. She'll come in here, and most of this stuff I've had for a while, but now that I have a TV, I'm like, okay, I'll set it up.
Right.
You know, so she walks in and just kind of looks at it and goes, you're such a nerd, and just walks out.
Like, have you met me?
Oh, yeah, we bought Titanic on VHS for some fucking reason.
Oh, was it the two taper one?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was funny with those two tapers. Like, I think it was that. I think it was Meet Joe Black was a two taper.
Yeah.
Gladiator was a two tape.
Braveheart.
Goodfellas.
Goodfellas was two tapes.
Yeah.
Anything over 2 hours.
Yeah.
I also got The Matrix and The Mummy, the first one.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Basically what I was doing is I was at the shelf, and if I saw a banger movie, I grabbed it. So, like, I got 2 Indiana Jones flicks, the Temple of Doom and the Crusade one.
Oh, Last Crusade, yeah.
Yeah. That's not, neither of those are the first one, though, right?
No, Raiders of the Lost Ark is the first
one. Raiders of the Lost Ark. That's the one that wasn't there. I got Star Trek First Contact.
Of course.
Oh, no, I didn't. I got Star Trek 4.
Oh, The Voyage Home?
No, I'm sorry. Wrath of Khan.
Wrath of Khan.
And your favorite, Insurrection. Because I'm like, if I'm going to watch Insurrection, I'm going to watch it on VHS for that joystick alone.
That's like him and what was it in that Enterprise episode of Mindfield where fucking Mayweather goes out and pulls the joystick to pilot the Enterprise through that Romulan minefield.
Yeah. It was funny because I was talking to my friends on Discord today, and we were talking about something random, and I'm like, God damn it. And they go, what's up? And I go, my kid was watching The Mask, but she forgot to rewind it. And it was quiet for a second, and he goes, did I call the fucking past? What the fuck? And then I sent him the picture, the setup and shit. Everyone's like, that's fucking dope. But I'm like, I know, bro.
Now you just got to find one of those Wewinder machines.
I need one, too, because my VCR takes too long to rewind it.
We had those Wewinders because we used to rent, like, from Blockbuster or Warehouse or wherever. Yeah. We used to rent, like, shit ton of movies, but it would always be like, oh, yeah, we got to rewind them. So we ended up, we had a regular one for a while. And
they charge you if you don't, you show up with some unrewound tape.
Yeah, because it takes them like 2 seconds to rewind right. It, you know. And but then John went and got bougie and bought a one of those rewinders, but it looked like a fucking Mercedes. So like the front end would pop up and then he'd slide in there. But I was always afraid of those, like, because they rewound them so fast that I was thinking,
they were loud, bro.
Yeah, and it's like, is it going to break the tape? Like,
it's amazing because, like,
those things are pretty resilient, though.
Like, yeah, I was looking at The Mask before I put it in, and I'm just like, when did that movie come out? 93? 92?
Something like that. I know it was like, because it was one of Jim Carrey's first movies, and it was Cameron Diaz's first.
The tape looks brand fucking new, bro. The slipcover, obviously, and they still look good, but they look a little worn, you know what I mean? Right. But the tape looked perfect.
94.
I think the ones that look the worst are the Disney ones.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they got played a lot. You know, put in for the kids.
But it was 1994 for The Mask.
1994. Yeah. Oh, my God. I forgot how funny that movie was. I was watching it literally cracking up. Like, I was just, what the fuck?
You know, that movie and Liar Liar.
Yeah.
Both those movies always crack me up every time I watch it.
And they had the previews in the beginning. And I was like, I thought they only had previews when you rented a tape.
No.
But then I'm thinking about DVDs. DVDs were like that.
Yeah, DVDs did that.
Yeah, you got commercials in every tape. It didn't matter. So I found out that some upcoming movies, Dumb and Dumber, is coming out soon. I forget, there was some other movie too, but and it was just nostalgia all week. We were playing fucking Sonic and shit. Like, just being stupid, dude.
Dude, I just saw something on Twitter right now. Mm-hmm. Billy Campbell will return to Star Trek as the outrageous O'Connor in Nickelodeon's Prodigy.
Oh, shit?
Yeah. I was like, oh, my God. I go, see, this is the cool thing with the new Trek is that they bring back old Trek. You know, yeah. They bring back those things, which is cool. That's what I like. Especially, like, they're going to bring fucking Ensign Gomez to Lower Decks. So I'm like,
speaking of Star Trek, do you follow Enterprise Computer?
Yeah.
Fucking USS Miami is equipped with a sound machine. It's just the most random shit, dude.
Well, I like it. I remember it replied after when, you know, that Picard one, that Picard command one, where it gives you like the, you know, and you know, it's the words of wisdom, like from Picard. And it says like, take time off the bridge because it can run without you. And then the Enterprise computer went automatic shutdown engaged. Oh, and by the way, 15,389 days till we meet the Vulcans.
Probably be dead by then.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have the game because it's a rare game. But there was a game, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game for the Super Nintendo. I'm trying to remember what the fuck it was called. Turtles in Time. And the song for this needs to go on the playlist. It's a fucking banger. I was watching a show, episode on YouTube where he was testing different cables for the Super Nintendo, and that was the test game. And I'm working, and I'm just fucking bobbing my head like, oh, shit. Well, the thing was killing it in the studio. I'm telling you. It's like a remix. I'm going to look it up. And maybe you can play it real quick. I don't think it's copyrighted, right? It's a Super Nintendo track, bro. Like,
well, I don't have my iPad hooked up.
Oh. Yeah. Well, whatever. I'll send it for you then. fuck everybody else.
you can all just imagine it.
Hold on. I'm going to find it. This is great content, by the way. Me just looking at the shit. But anyway.
I've been getting this weird, like, fucking text messages, like, lately. Like, one keeps sending me a text message saying that my delivery... my bill of lading for delivery is past due and I owe like $1,200. I'm like, yeah, that's cute. I'm like, what the fuck? And then I just got one that says, a text message from UPS. Sorry we missed you.
I actually saw something in the paper about that. There's scams. They've been trying to get people to... There's been people going to doors too and they'll say, sorry we missed you. And then when you go to the website, it just tries to... get you to sign up for shit.
Oh, of course.
It's like, what the fuck, dude?
It's also like, I still get those text messages from Wells Fargo saying your account is overdrawn. Like, well, that's interesting. I don't have an account with Wells Fargo.
I actually got loud with somebody on the phone the other day. The fucking people that are trying to get me to extend my car warranty. I swear to God.
Oh, man, I've been getting those calls like every other fucking day. Like, I, you know, because the cool thing about my iPhone versus the Android phone is that my iPhone goes, oh, suspected spam caller. So it doesn't even ring my phone. I just get the voicemail. And I kept reading. It's like, your car warranty is expired. I was like, oh, that's interesting.
I have told these people several times I'm not extending this. I actually had a car warranty. So... I'm like, I'm not extending it. So they called a few days ago, and I go, how many times are you guys going to call? I keep telling you, I'm not going to extend it. You keep calling and calling. You need to take me off the list, man. And he's like, he tried to get bold with me, and he goes, so you don't want to extend your warranty on your on your van? I go, no. So you're okay with it, something happening to it, and you don't have the warranty. And I go, you know what? I am. As a matter of fact, Chief – that's exactly what I said.
Oh.
As a matter of fact, Chief, I hope the fucking thing explodes tomorrow with me in it so I don't have to answer these fucking phone calls anymore. And I heard him chuckle a little bit. And he goes, I'll put you on the list, but they'll probably still keep calling you. And I was like, all right.
It's like, what was it? The, nobody's your bro or chief, or don't call me bro or chief.
Yeah, that's why I did that. And the reason why that's a rule, because where I'm from, somebody calls you that, it's because you're a piece of shit.
Right.
Like, hey, pal.
What was like
your fucking tone?
What was like when I was selling men's dress shoes. I worked with the guy, Jewish New Yorker guy, loved this guy. And his name was, he went by, I think it was Monty or Marty, something like that. And he was, if you pictured a New York Jew, he was the epitome of it. Short, balding.
Complained, but was funny about it.
Right. And yeah. And the accent, and then had the, his body was skinny, but his belly just didn't match the rest of his body. You know,
it's just Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, basically with the beard. Yeah, right. And he would always go. Yeah, he goes when I used to, and he used to sell cars. So, you
of
know,
course he did.
And he's like, yeah, he goes. He always said my friend. It was always my friend, my friend. He goes, but my friend meant motherfucker.
Yeah. And,
so every time we heard him go, oh yeah, what? Yeah, okay, my friend. And we're like, oh, nah, all right.
It's because the East Coast has. Not as much, but that same kind of thing from Europe where don't patronize me with being fake.
Right.
Fake nice. You know, so, and that was something that was a big adjustment for my entire family when we moved here. Because here's much more like California, right, where it's expected that you're overly polite all the time. And that's kind of softened a little bit since the 90s. But there was, especially in Arizona, it's just like, oh my God, how are you? Just like, bitch, you don't even know me. Get the fuck away from me. It just instantly, I remember my uncle one time, because he was out here, and they were like, oh, how you doing? Da, da, da. Didn't know this person, strange. The first thing out of his mouth, do I owe you money or something? And I was like, God. I was like, Ralph, just being nice, you know, being nice. Ah, she's trying to get something from me. So these people are slick. They try to get. No one's nice for nothing.
Exactly. There's always an angle somewhere.
I'm still like that. I know that they're just being fake nice because that's the thing, but it still annoys me. I'm just like, uh-huh, yeah, yep, great.
If they go, to me, it's like, okay, but if they go beyond hey, how you doing? Good day, all right. You know, if they go beyond that,
difference,
that annoys me.
Right, there's a difference. I'm not saying being polite or respectful. That's not, everyone should do that. But you don't have to talk like we've known each other for 3 years and that we're best friends. Yeah. Or start telling me your personal shit. I don't care.
Well, I was taking the busway, and I was sitting there, and I had my earbuds on. I always have my earbuds in my ears, even if I'm not listening to anything, because it's subtle hint. I'm listening to something. Leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah.
Dude comes up to me and asks me the time. So I look and I go. He goes, or if I knew when the bus was coming, I go, yeah, probably about 5 minutes. He's like, okay. And then I'm like, okay, that should be the end of the conversation. And then he kind of just starts droning on about this shit he got. I went to the bike store down here, and they had these good wheels. And I'm like, what in this conversation did I, even remotely, immorally interested? And then I just was kind of like, I go, well, I actually had something on, so I was just listening to that. I just let him drone on.
And that's the thing, too, it always boggles my mind. Where he randomly came up to you and just starts talking to you.
Right.
And you're the asshole.
Right.
Because you're not. It's no, he's the asshole. Well, look at bothering me with his bullshit. I don't give a fuck what he's doing.
That happened a few years ago. And this was during Christmas time, and I was working at the mall. And I would take the bus to the mall, because at the mall you had to park three blocks away, because no employee could park in the mall parking lot because they're safe for customers. So you had to go to this off location site and then be shuttled, to and from the mall. And it was the ridiculous thing in the world. They're like, once they added the parking structure, you can park on the top level on level 4, but you can't park anywhere else in the mall. And it was like, otherwise you have to go to the off site, which is 3 blocks away, and then be shuttled in. And the shuttle comes every 45 minutes. It was like, oh, what, okay. Yeah. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to take the bus in, because the bus dropped me off right in front of the mall. So I would.
Yeah, fuck it.
So I was doing that. And I'm on the bus, and this dude comes in, and white dude, he looked like he was the bee's knees. This motherfucker just thought he was the coolest shit. And I'm sitting there. And he asks,
it was me, motherfucker. I was cruising.
And of course, he asks the time. It's like it's on the bus fucking thing. And I'm like, going, and I was looking at it. It's like 7:45. And he's like, all right. And then he keeps talking to me, but we're not sitting, like, I'm not looking at him. I'm just looking out the window. And then I see somebody in front of me kind of look back at him. And then I look back and he's like, and he's talking to me. And I pulled my earbud out. And I'm like, excuse me. He's like, oh, now you fucking talk to me. I'm talking to you. You understand? I go, if you hadn't noticed, I'm listening to something a little more important than you. Like, and then he's like, oh, you want to take this off the bus? I go, sure, you first. You know, like, you get off the bus first. Let's go. And then he just moves up a couple of seats and sits down, and they're grumbling, and this guy looks back at me and, like, kind of has this look like, what the fuck is he?
You know, I'm perfectly okay with someone going, hey, you know, you got the time? And then you end the conversation after that, because I do that too.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be like, hey, when's when the bus coming through? I usually say, hey, excuse me.
Right.
Do you know when the bus coming through? And they'll tell me, I go, thank you. And then I leave them the fuck alone.
Yeah.
Because I got my information. I don't need to bother them anymore.
Yeah, that's most of the time. It's like going.
But it's like a level of entitlement, I feel, with a lot of people. Like, I want you to talk to me. Therefore, you have to talk to me. So, no, I really don't.
Yeah, it's like.
I don't have to talk to you. I don't have to listen to you. I don't have to do anything.
Like, I'm really important that you need to talk to me. It's like, no, you're not. Like, I'm perfectly.
It's like, I am out here because I have to be. I'm not out here to make friends. So leave me the fuck alone and let me be about my day.
Yeah, it's
always extroverts.
Yeah, and it's just funny. It's like, you can't just sit there and, like, not talk
for
a little bit. You can
leave people alone.
I have white earbuds, and, you know, I'm Hispanic, so white stands out on me pretty, you know, pretty well. But it's like, you know, he's like, you can't tell that I have these on because I don't want to talk to anybody.
I had one dude. This is a while ago. I think I was like 23. So over 10 years ago.
I was either 23 or yesterday. One of
the yeah. Who knows anymore?
Exactly.
And I wasn't waiting for the bus, but I was what was I waiting for? I was in line for something. I don't remember. And dude kept talking to me, and I was just giving him one word answers. Because I think I was reading probably the paper. Something in my hand that I was reading. I don't remember the details, okay? I'm standing in line.
Jesus, calm down.
Apologize. I'm getting irritated with myself because I can't remember half of the damn story. So I'm just doing the, like, uh-huh, yeah, uh-huh, and I'm reading the paper. It was the paper, I remember, because I had it folded. And he referenced it. So he goes, hey, I'm talking to you. And I go, yeah, I hear you. I'm reading this, and I'm waiting in line, you know? Leave me alone kind of attitude.
Right.
So then I look back down at my paper, and he tries to take the paper out of my hand. So I fold the paper once more, put it in my back pocket, and I said, listen, you wanted my attention? Now you got my attention. You try to touch something in my hand again, and I'll ram it up your fucking ass. He was like, I'm just trying to be friendly. I'm like, are you?
Yeah, I know, right?
Are you being friendly? Just trying to remove something from my hand? Fuck off. He all the way left the line. Like, yeah. He felt super awkward, so he just bailed. And I'm like, that's not necessary.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like, there are plenty of people that will have a useless conversation with a stranger they're never going to see again.
Right.
Just go find somebody. To me, it's like, and I was raised this way too, don't bother random people because you're never going to see them again. You're
right.
Just wasting their time. Ask them a little bit of information you need and then move on. And leave them alone. But that's not how it is out here. People want to have a full-on, like, you know, oh, my, you know, my such and such family member's been sick for this and then I have to do this and that. I'm like, look, I feel for you, but I don't care.
Right.
Like, it's not my problem. Like, why are you making your problem my problem? Now you're bumming me out. I don't want to be bummed out. I don't even know this person. It's California. That's what it is.
Okay.
That happened a lot when I was over there. Everybody wanted my full attention. It's like, what is wrong with you, Pete? Are you all right? I don't think anyone got hugs when they were kids in LA. To be honest, because there's the real motherfuckers, and you can tell those. But like Steve, he's about as busy as he don't want to talk to nobody.
And it's usually, but it's usually the white folk in LA.
It really is.
They want center stage, you know, and that would happen. Like, really, it was aggressive in LA. Like, it was like, hey, I'm talking to you, and I don't fucking care. Like, some dude snapped his finger at me one time. I've never had someone snap their fingers at me before.
I've had that working in retail.
In my life, bro. Yeah. And I'm standing there, and he's talking. I didn't realize he was talking to me because I don't know him, and he doesn't know me, so I assumed he wasn't talking to me. And it was something random. Once I realized he was talking to me, I started turning. He put his finger, I swear, like maybe half a foot away from my face and snapped. And I said, snap again. I'll snap it clear off your fucking arm. And he was like, whoa, buddy. Cut my little fuck you. Yeah. I said, you're being an asshole.
Yeah, when you're snapping your fingers at somebody, that's not like you're being the asshole.
Well, he was like, there's no need to be a prick. I said, you're being the prick. I'm just telling you like it is. If you don't fucking like it, you can fuck off. Like, don't snap your fingers at me. And then all of a sudden, it was a thing. Somebody was on the side going, yeah. And I'm like, no, fuck you too. I don't want to be involved with you people. Leave me alone. Can I go to the grocery store in peace? I remember the first day I moved to LA, I got egged.
You got egged?
Yeah, because I guess it was like the last day of school for the high school kids. And they were just driving around town throwing eggs at people.
Oh, wow.
And I got three eggs directly at me. And I go, oh, this is great. I'm like, why am I here? The funny thing is I was walking with my wife, her mother, her sister, only me. I was like, okay.
Well, given how white you are, you stood out.
I guess I'm just a piece of shit, I guess. It's whatever.
No, it was because you're white, so it's like obviously it was an easier target to hit.
Right.
Because
I didn't blend in.
Right, exactly.
But I'm not actually mad about that. It was just bad timing. Teenagers do stupid shit when school's out. Who cares? Oh, they got egg yolk on my fucking new Chucks, bro. I was like, I swear they stopped the cop fucking them up outside.
I remember when I used to work retail, I used to get people snap at me.
No.
And I would immediately ignore them.
And I do think, I don't want to say white privilege, but I think I never got that too much because I'm Caucasian.
Yeah.
Like I've seen it happen before a few times in my life, and it's usually to women, and it's always someone of color. It's never to a white person.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because
which just makes it even more foul.
Yeah, because I remember working, and then somebody would snap their finger in my train. They never bothered to say like excuse me or anything. They were snapping their finger at me, and I heard the snap, and I just kept looking away. And then this other person, it's usually a white person, gives them a look, looks back at me, looks at them, and then looks at me and goes, excuse me, can you help me with this? And I'd be like, sure. And I walk right over to them and completely ignore them.
Like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Come on. It's just I hate that shit. That's some Karen shit, bro.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, just because you're the customer and I work here doesn't mean that I'm a fucking indentured servant, you bitch. I'm working a job.
And it was funny because I had ignored them and went to this other person, and my boss was behind me, and he heard that. And then they look, and they're like, well, that was fucking rude. And then my boss, older white guy, goes, well, maybe if you actually, you know, said, excuse me, you needed some help instead of snapping your fingers, maybe we would respond to you. And then they just kind of looked, and then they just kind of put down and like scurried off. They did like, you know, do like that. Well, and then they just got, you know, hustled off.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah,
they got told.
Yeah. And got told by a white dude, like going, hey,
this is fucking, I saw it one time. I was at the mall, but in Arizona. And it was this black chick, like an older black chick, and she was working at the food court. And this, you know, white lady comes up and is trying to get her attention, but the black chick's talking to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
I think she hears her, but it's that thing where people just walk up and start talking.
Like, yeah.
They can't read the room. They don't see that anyone's talking to anybody or whatever.
Right.
And she goes, hey,
like this, and the lady turned around and she goes, "Ma'am, you snap that finger one more time, and I'm going to break this broomstick off in your fucking ass."
Oh, shit.
That lady looked like she was about to shit herself, bro. And then, the black lady, like nothing, turns around, finishes her conversation, because I think she was the manager of like the fast food joint. I don't remember what joint it was. And then she says, "Now, how can I help you?" I was like, "Damn, this chick's G. Fucking with her, bro.
G up from the knee up, you know."
I was like, "Fucking A, dude." And it's just like, you should never. I don't even want to snap at my children, and I am above them in the pecking order. Like, it's so rude. That's a class thing.
Oh yeah, it really think
that's
is.
That's why it extra bugs me. It's a I'm better than you in society kind of shit.
Well, yeah, it was the same thing. I remember in the mall one time, and I was with my friends, and we were just like, we went over to Tommy's in the mall, and we were going there, and we were getting something to eat, and we were waiting, and the lady behind the counter is talking to a coworker, but it wasn't like they're bullshitting or something. She's like, "Quick, this is what I need you to do. I need you to do this," and then da-da-da-da, and she's giving her instructions, and the lady in front's like, "Oh, can you believe this?" She's like, "Hello," and then she starts doing that, and then she looks at the lady, puts up her finger, finishes what she's saying. She goes back up to the lady and she goes, "Don't ever do that again. I'm, you know," she goes, "that's disrespectful. If you wanted to be disrespectful, you can go somewhere else." And the lady just kind of looked, and we started laughing loud at her and pointing, going, "Ah," you know. And then she looked at us. Fuck yeah, dude. We were those dudes. We were Transporter Room 3, dude. That's what we were. And we were going, "Ah." And then she turned bright red. Her husband disappeared. Like, he read the room, and he was like, going, "You know what?" He pulled that thing from Tango and Cash. You people, I don't know this person, and with your permission, I will leave this person, you know. And she just like turned and looked like, where is he, and then ran off. And then we were like, "Ah." And then so we went over there, we got to, she just looked at us, and she just like, she was like fuming. And I was like, and my white dude, he goes, "I'm white, you can yell at me if you want to vent, go ahead." He goes, "You can do it to me." And she's like, and then she laughs, and then she's like, she goes, "Oh, I hate people like that." I'm like, I go, "Yeah, that shit's fucking rude." I go,
"This is out of hand."
And so we ordered, and then she gave us our food, and she made sure we, you know, other people showed up, and she made sure we all got our food. And then we left, and we went over to a table, and she's sitting there bitching at her husband, and the husband's just sitting there like, "You caused this shit. I ain't doing that." And then she kind of looked our way, and then we looked at him, we pointed and went, "Ah," like that, like a bunch of assholes. And then they got up and left.
Bro, it's. I've seen dudes pop off like that. I have.
Yeah.
But 9 times out of 10, bro, it's some desperate housewife chick. And there has to be something there. Like, why is it a certain kind of person? I think it's because housewives, a lot of the time, they live in their own little world.
Yeah.
And they get whatever they want because they run the house. Because I know my wife is never an asshole to anybody outside of the house. Right. But when she was, I noticed the whole housewife thing is she ran the house. Like, she bought the food. She chose the food. She paid the bills. I just brought money home.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's like, it's almost like you're in your own little world and you're in control of everything. And now someone's standing in your way of something petty.
Yeah.
You know? It's so funny, dude. But it's like that chick with the, who's what, grandfather made the Lombardi trophy or something?
He deserves
it. She's on TV like, Tom Brady was throwing the trophy, and it's just very disrespectful, and I think I deserve a pop. For what, bitch? You didn't do anything.
Exactly. You were the daughter of the guy who made the fucker. Like, what the hell do you deserve an apology for? It's not like he sat there and jerked off on it, you know? And even then, it'd be like, you know.
Blessing.
It'd have magical powers after that.
She might be the daughter of the person who made the trophy.
Yeah, she's the daughter of Vince Lombardi.
But she's less owner of the trophy than Tom Brady is, who's won the motherfucker about 27 times. So just shut the fuck up. Like, do I agree that maybe it was a bit of a tasteless act? Of course it was. They were drinking. They were carrying on.
Yeah.
And if it would have went in the water, it would have been a bigger deal, of course.
But then Brady would just...
Who's this chick? I didn't even know that chick existed. Yeah,
but Brady would have just went home, took one of his other ones, and put it in the...
Yeah, that's right. He's got plenty of them. No, I bet you Brady would have jumped in and got it.
Oh, yeah.
Or someone would have.
No, he would have parted the lake right there. Yeah. And would have it would have come out.
He holds a football up in front of his face, and then the water just separates, bro. He's not married anymore, right? Because they broke up, didn't they? Him and the supermodel chick.
I thought he still was because they said they said something on the news that about because they were saying that they were bets on the game, but that Vegas had opened up the bets to like how many times they're going to say Giselle during the game, or
they are so married. I must be thinking about somebody else. She's pretty hot.
Yeah.
But he lives in Florida now, okay? And there's only two types of people in Florida: rednecks and extremely hot Hispanic women.
there's black people there too. I thought you said there's two types of people there. There's rednecks and Tom Brady.
I went to Florida when I was very young. I think I was like 9, and I went to Disney World. Okay. Mm-hmm. We went to a Walmart or something there. Sure. I was 9 years old, and like 3 chicks in bikinis walked in, and I think I hit puberty. Like, there is something in the goddamn water over there.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you get more inland, there's something else in the fucking water.
And that ain't good.
It's called the shallow gene pool. You feel me?
Yeah, we went to Orlando. I went with Allie one time. We went to Orlando, and we went to... we went to, I think, like Universal Studios and then one of the Disney parks there. And it was interesting because it was mostly just tourists. So I didn't really deal with the inland population, I guess you'd say. But then it's also tourists. So then it's also the very, very hot tourists that go running around there like, God damn. It's like I wanted to ditch Allie for a minute and just like roam around the park.
Oh, yeah, here it is right here. Giselle Bündchen shows off incredible Valentine's gift from Tom Brady in her dreamy living room. Mm-hmm. What the fuck's the gift? The living room?
It's her and just her and the Lombardi trophy.
Oh, no. It's like this box, and it's roses. It's a box full of white roses standing up, and then there's pink roses spelling out Te Amo, which is I think I love.
Yeah.
Or my love you or something like that. Very pretty. Very, very nice. Wasn't he dating someone and then broke up with her? I feel like he was married before her.
He might have been before her, but...
Am I tripping, bro?
I don't know, dude. Have you seen the new meme that said Tom Brady during COVID? And it's like his first year picture, and it's goes through, and it's basically the same picture going all the way through, just a little more facial hair.
Stop it. Well, first of all, those sports stars, they kept under lock and key, bro. They don't; those are money makers. They ain't trying to get them sick.
They're sleeping in those, you know, those what do you call it? Those chambers that Michael Jackson was supposed to be sleeping in. Those what do they call them? Those clean chambers. They're like those bio beds that they sleep in. It's supposed to keep all the bacteria and stuff out. But they probably have his arm in there.
Brady was raised as a Roman Catholic, but in 2015 interview with the New York Times expressed he was less religious than he is spiritual. It's a knife in the Catholic Church. Like, what the fuck? Spiritual just means you don't give a shit.
No, spiritual means it's like, look, I believe in God, but I don't believe in the religion that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like a cheesy way of that. Like, people give those people a lot of flack. Like, so I believe in God and I'm spiritual, but I'm not. That just means they're decent. They try to be decent people.
Yeah.
They just don't go to church. Fuck, good. That's how you should be. Brady began dating. Yeah. He doesn't have a previous marriage. What am I? I'm thinking about somebody else who got their life fucked up.
I'm a
man, Tom Brady.
I'm a spiritual person, particularly when I'm with the right woman. I'm very spiritual.
I'm surprised he even got married, bro. The way the girls fawned over him in fucking Massachusetts, of course, it's also Boston girls, bro.
And look who he ends up with. Like,
oh, that Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. Oh, my God. That voice alone would be like, yeah,
oh
I'm
my
not.
God. That Tom Brady. He really lights my fire, you know? They're always chewing gum. I don't know why. Oh,
why do they sound like New Yorkers from like the 80s, you know?
Because no one ever grew out of it. Bob. There's some neighborhoods where they still think it's 1986.
It was funny because, like, I was listening to, what was it? It was a true crime documentary about Son of Sam, yeah. Son of Sam, which happened during the 70s, and you know they were like, yeah, he was killing women with dark, long, dark brown hair. And they're like going, so are you afraid to go out? Yeah, I'm afraid to go out there at night. You know, it's like, you know, I cut my hair off, you know, because it is like you hear every woman talk. I go, oh, there's an accent you don't really hear very much anymore. Yeah. You know,
what's funny is the Boston accent is nothing compared to a Long Island accent or specifically Long Island Jewish, which is Fran Drescher.
Yeah.
And that's not an exaggeration, by the way.
Well, also, it's also, if you ever saw Friends, the one chick, that Chandler was like, oh my God.
Oh my God. She was hot too.
Yeah. And then, like, Chandler would be like, my penis just went back inside my body. Like,
you know why, though? It's funny. So, retrospective on Friends, that chick, and I explained this to my girlfriend at the time, I was in high school. And she was adored that fucking show. It was constantly watching it. And I'm watching it with her one day. And an episode with her was on. It's like, oh, she's so weird. That's why they don't like her. And I go, no, that's not it. The people on Friends are assholes. They're bougie, upper crust assholes.
Right.
And they don't like her because she's like middle class or below. I said, you can tell it by the accents. They don't have an accent because they have money.
Yeah.
they've ignored where they came from. That's where the term don't forget where you came from comes from. Because of people like that. I said, oh, everybody on Friends is a piece of shit. I immediately didn't like them. I was like, fucking ass, elite lace linen, fuck. I was mad. And that chick was cute.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is when she talks normally, she's like, she's like, it's a completely normal voice. It is actually a little lower, and you're just kind of like, okay, I have a little tough time wrapping my mind around that one.
Hey, girl.
Baby girl.
Jersey can be a little rough sometimes, too. Mm. They always sound like they're going to beat you up, especially the Italians.
Oh, yeah.
And not just Jersey Shore. Those people are just idiots. But
no, like real Jersey people.
I felt for my... my Italian spiritual neighbors when Jersey Shore came out. I was like, I feel for these motherfuckers. They getting a bad rap. Right.
Speaking of Jersey, you hear Snooki got COVID?
No.
Yeah.
That's on brand.
I mean, you know, given what she's been in, she's about...
bulb. You know.
Given what she's been into, COVID was naturally on the list.
I watched a few episodes of that show. And it's like a fucking train wreck. And I'm like, I know why people watch this.
Because
a lot
train
of people
wreck.
Like to watch people fuck up.
Yeah.
I really don't. I don't like to watch. It's just sad to me and I don't want to watch it. But they are really lost. Or they were anyway. I don't know how they are now.
Mm.
But their priorities were all fucked up. I was a kid watching this. Like, you guys really need to get your lives together.
I'm in the middle of a smack den, you know, with a morphine needle sticking out of my arm going, these people are fucked up.
The crackhead on the alley down the street really thinks you got issues, bro. You need to find some help. Especially the situation. First of all, if you call yourself the situation, you have issues. Deep-seated issues. You need to get them sorted out. Like, Jesus Christ, I'm the situation. Get the fuck out of my face. I couldn't take it. The only reason he gets away with that is because his his Goomba friends over there. Excuse my, you know, I understand it's a racial slur, but still. They were huge. Like, they were jacked dudes. So he'd get away with it because he'd talk of that shit. But if he came up to me and said, I'd be like, what's your name? Oh, it's the situation. I'm like, oh, yeah? Is that what your mother calls you? Idiot. Fuck out
of here. You're calling yourself a situation usually means you're in a situation. That's probably everything of your doing. So they just call you the situation. Because no matter what, you're always in a situation.
I don't like nicknames for men. I don't know why. I've never liked men who have nicknames. Like, they go by them. Like, it's like, hey, what's your name? Oh, my name's Smokey or something like that. Like, bro, can you,
I remember,
can you fucking grow up? Seriously.
I remember in a script I wrote, they're like, oh, yeah, hey, they go, so who are you? I was like, oh, I'm Ted. You know, I'm Ted. My friends call me 10-foot dick swinging. Motherfucker, something like that, and be like, everybody look at me like, okay, yeah, we're not talking to you anymore. Like, walk away from that.
My name is Ted, but your mom calls me Teddy Bear. You feel me? I mean, I'd slap him on sight just because that was too good. just slap him.
My name's Ted, but your mom calls me every night.
Oh. Before we end this podcast, I want to say one thing that I called my friend out today, bougie ass. I always tell them that line, they never should have gave you bitches money.
Right.
I censor it, obviously, because I'm Caucasian. But he he wants an Apple Watch. Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Right.
But then he sends me a link to this. It's a ring. It's a titanium ring that has sensors in it. So it can track your health and your skin temperature and your sleep and all that other bullshit. I saw this kind of interest of people who don't want to wear a watch, you know?
Right.
And it costs about $4. So I'm like, damn, that's fucking steep for a ring. Like, yeah. I don't care what it does. That ring better go over my dick and suck it. Because that's expensive. Because,
I better double as a condom if I'm spending $4 for that.
And he goes, yeah, but the Apple Watch is like $530. And I go, I mean, that's true. It's expensive, but it's a watch, bro. It does more. And also,
take a fucking Dick Tracy watch. You can make calls on it. You can fucking order shit.
And you can get it on from fucking the Verizon store, and it's $10 a month.
Right.
Or whatever. So he goes, well, yeah, but hear me out. And every time, this is a good friend of mine. Every time he says, hear me out, I know something bourgeois is gonna come out of this motherfucker's mouth. Okay, so he goes, I want to get the watch, but I also want to get the ring. And I go, what possible fucking reason? He goes, well, the ring syncs with Apple Health. I'm like, yeah, so does a fucking watch. I said, I get the thing's gonna be confused. Like, what the fuck? Like, what's this information from? And he goes, would it get confused? I'm like, nah, I probably just pay attention to the watch, ignore your punk ass ring. So he goes, no, it's because, look. I'm sorry. Don't fucking laugh. He goes, look, I want something that can track my sleep, but I don't want to wear the watch because this is the biggest first world problems in the world. I don't want to wear the watch because then it's going to die during the day because I didn't put it on the charger. Oh my God. I go, you want to buy? I said, hold on. You want to buy an Apple Watch. Okay, I'm with you. I have an Apple Watch.
Right.
Okay. But you don't want to wear it at night because it's going to die. Never mind that it takes like 30 minutes to charge and you work from home. We'll skip those parts real quick.
Right.
Second, in order to fix this issue, you want to spend another $400 for a ring for the soul that has all this extra gadgets and shit on it, but you only want it to track your sleep. That's it. And I go, you're going to spend, I'm breaking it down for him to help him out. I said, you're going to spend $400 on a device to tell you that you're sleeping. Like, bitch, you can give me $200. I'll swing by and let you know you were sleeping.
I'll smack you across the face. But were you sleeping?
If you want a wake-up call, I'll kick you square in your ass. And he goes, it's quiet for a second. He goes, yeah, but. And I'm like, no.
There's no but.
You are being
foolish with your money. I'm sorry, I can't ride with you, man.
And he's always the one that he does this. He gets, he makes good money, and good for him. He doesn't have any kids, you know.
Right.
And he tells me that he'll tell me these things because he says I have a poverty lens. So I'll be like, what the fuck? What are you buying that for? You know?
Poverty.
And the thing is, this motherfucker's from Mexico. He grew up poor.
See?
I never gave you money. You're acting different.
See? That's somebody who forgot where he came from.
He was snuck across the border as a baby. They said he was a girl. We give him shit like that. We go, are you a girl anyway?
And we make fun of him too because he goes by his middle name. His middle name is Renee. And which, you know, whatever.
Right.
But his first name is Narciso. Oh. And I'm like, you forgot where you came from. Yeah. Bro. Narciso is a strong name.
That's a name right there.
Narciso, bro. That's one of those names that you can't just say Narciso. You got to say the whole name when someone asks you. And then there's a Spanish guitar at the end. You know? I love the guy. I love the guy. He just sometimes he gets he can afford it, you know. So right. He's like, oh, maybe I should. I'm like, bro, stop it. I told him, I said, hey, man, if you got some money burning a hole in your pocket, I'll send you the fucking Zelle. You can go ahead and dump some money in my account.